Recorded.
Okay, so we continue in Chazanish Anamuna Bitachon. We're continuing to talk about the wonders of creation and how, if a person looks around, a person can see and clearly appreciate the Yad Hashem, recognize the Yad Hashem in everything that he does. So yesterday we talked about the reproductive system. Today we're going to talk about actually we're going to talk about medicine, health. So he says like this. Even after a person is created with all the organs that we talked about, all the limbs, good senses that are optimal, and intelligent soul, and there's going to be future generations because of the zivug between a husband and a wife. Still, there's still obstacles that will prevent life from continuing. Why? Because there's afflictions, there's illnesses, there's disease that occurs in the world, and every day you get new ones. So that is potential. So with all the plans, we have all the limbs that we need, and we have union, and we have reproduction, and all the greatness that Hashem gave us. But if a disease will come and wipe out the population, then who cares about everything else? It's going to become irrelevant. He says, Gamzeloi, this too is not hidden from the wisest of the wise, meaning from Hashem. Mamsi kol nitzayim, he brings into existence everything, including the illness itself. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyachol, put his own mind to creating both the makkah and the refuah, the cure for every single pega and nega. Nemana, to heal a person fully, basically to bring him back and restore him to his previous condition. Skulas harefuah adam, this capacity now for the body to heal itself. So first, he's going to talk about without medication, without outside tests and procedures. He's going to talk now about when a person has like a cut, or a person has a whatever, some sort of small ailment. So the body itself, the white blood cells, come to the rescue, and the body itself works to cure. He says, "Ki pega ha'itzeya begufa b'chol makom shuvenechtach b'sarav." Let's say a person gets a cut on his body, b'damai shayseis, blood is flowing out. Immediately, immediately, the rest of the body starts to send help. You have these cells that freeze, basically cause the surface of the wound to coagulate and basically it to clot. And the clotting prevents the blood from gushing out. And then the body starts to heal. Aver al aver, to fuse together one side with the other side, velikra and karam chadash, creating a new layer, right? So if you stop for a second and think about this, what's he saying? He's saying when you, let's say a kid falls down out of the tree, scrapes himself really bad. The whole outer layer of the skin, the whole whatever it's called, epidermis, you know better than me what the outer layer is called, but that whole outer layer is scraped away. Now, what do you see? You see the underlying layer, and the child's bleeding. Fast forward 2 weeks later, maybe there's a slight scar, but the flesh is back. The body regenerated the skin that was ripped off. And so now the body healed itself. And not only did it stop the bleeding, but it recreated, it was mechadesh, the skin that was there from before. And again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created an immune system to combat against bacteria. You have these beneficial creatures, he's calling it microbes, that help the flesh and the blood function properly. And they're constantly standing on guard, that they're going to kill. Basically, there's microbes in a person that are stand ready to eradicate and destroy microbes that are dangerous. Now he's going to get into medication and procedures. He says, but there are situations, where the body's capacity to heal is not enough. To defeat the illness. So the body needs outside help. Kadosh Baruch Hu created a wonderful storehouse. Herbs and vegetation, vegetables and fruit, water with healing properties, and mutzakim, other minerals in the earth like aloe and other resources that have various healing properties. And here is the kicker. God created all these resources. Now, how does a polio vaccine help to exist in the world if there isn't a Jonas Salk that's interested in experimenting and coming up with it? And it's true for any, whether it's radiation, chemotherapy, whether it's drugs, for any sort of machla, cholesterol, high cholesterol, Ozempic, all these things. In order to create, it's not just you go to a candy machine and you put 50 cents in the machine and boom, the cure comes out. It's years and years and sometimes decades of testing, and somebody has to do the research. And in order to do that research, you have to be interested. If you're like me and you're not interested in science, you're never going to get anywhere. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the intelligence of someone like a Jonas Salk, like an Albert Einstein, these people with phenomenal minds, but not just phenomenal talent, but also the chush, the desire, the cheshek to go and explore and come up with it. And that in and of itself is a big gift that Hashem gave, because great, he could give us the resources in the minerals in the earth, but again, if someone is not going to go and research it and develop it, it's going to be worthless. It's basically like having money in the bank and you don't have a bank card. You can't access it. So the money's there, that's great. But if you can't access it, it's worthless. He says, and he gave people the intelligence and the desire to research the cures, to become knowledgeable in medicinal science, and use of each type of resource for its purpose. And then we've become accustomed that there are specialists in every area. Again, a gift from Hashem. You have an issue with the reproductive system, you go to urologist. You have an issue with the leg, so you go to a podiatrist, right? So different doctors specialize in different aspects of the body. So we'll stop here, but basically it's another level. It's not just stopping and looking at the eye and saying, wow, look at the eye, the optic nerve, the retina, the way it works. And you stop and think about it, you appreciate Hashem, but you take it a step further. You say, okay, but there's machlas in the world. And how do we get cure? With various medicines and procedures that help us. Well, how did they come about? Someone had to develop it. Someone had to have the interest and the intellect. Both the desire to come up with it and the intellect to be able to do the research, to be able to develop, whether it's a crazy procedure or a medicine. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu put that in the Bria to be able to help us, again, to continue our existence as human beings.